A reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
As Paul prayed continually for the people in Colossae, we pray for ourselves and all of the fellowship of Christ the Cornerstone, that you, dear God, through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, will give us sufficient wisdom and understanding that we may each strive to live our lives in your service, doing whatever good works you call upon us to do. Help us to recognise that there are many menial jobs that, when done willingly, make a disproportionate contribution to the well-being of the community and the furtherance of your kingdom. Help us through prayer, the study of your word and worship to deepen our knowledge and love of you. May we also learn of you and your ways by listening to those whose views are not the same as ours, for they are your children as surely as we are. We know that although of ourselves we can do little, when we follow your ways and put our trust in you, we shall have the power to make a difference and to achieve the goals you set us. We pray that you will strengthen us with endurance and patience, that we may persevere in your way, even when we cannot see that we are making any progress. Above all, we give you most joyful thanks for the gift of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, through whose death and resurrection you have rescued us from darkness and oblivion, and offer us pardon for our sins and a share in the inheritance of your holy people in the kingdom of light. We ask all these prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.